music matters.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge, the man, the myth, the legend himself, is here.
In East Sussex.
In East Sussex.
Back in the UK, just
back
in time for
on
autumn.
Terra firma.
Leaves everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no leaves. There's no leaves in Malta. They're different
no,
trees, isn't
not.
It? They don't
yeah,
fall
course.
In the same way. You palm trees, they don't shed. You have to shed them themselves, don't you, in March?
Are you still in shorts?
No. That notion was whisked away, blown away as soon as I landed at Gatwick.
Yes, I'm sure.
In a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, and it was hammering down with rain. And I was like, oh, hello.
Everyone else had a
coat in their bag, did they? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't think that far ahead.
It was hard to know what to do, isn't it? Because you do dress for the weather that it is at that moment, don't you? But
it was an early-ish flight. I thought, you know, after 12 or whatever, we got in about 2. I thought, oh, it'll be all right, 2 o'clock, won't it? But no, not on the day I came back. Last Friday before, so... We're here now. It's nice to see a season. You know what I mean? I've arrived, you know, to see autumn arrive. Very much.
Is it, and was it one of them where you get back and your family are like, oh, Steve, dad, husband, you've been working so hard out there. Just take a couple of days to acclimatise yourself. And
yeah. What did you tell me about Lee Evans?
Lee Evans' wife used to... No. Lee Evans' wife, when he used to finish a big tour or a film or whatever he'd done, a play or whatever, she would send him off for a week's holiday.
On his own.
On his own to sort of... like they call it something in the army, don't they, where...
Yeah. Like decompressing.
Decompression, that's exactly what it's called. Decompression. Yeah. It's out in Cyprus, actually. I've played it a few times where you go and do comedy gigs for them. And it's like, after you've done a tour of duty, just a week before you know, a couple of weeks to acclimatise yourself, get back to normality before you go back to your life. And so Lee Evans, by all accounts, his wife would say, right, you go off and have another holiday by yourself, chill out, and then come back and help with the kids.
Yeah, like,
and
you're no good to me in this state. You know?
Yeah, there's no point you going from this moment of where you like high
madness.
Intense madness.
Yeah, different hours, different time zones, filming
all
the time. Yes,
exactly. And then, so I presume your wife does
thing? No, none of that happened, no. No, I don't think it even got through the door, and a two-year-old was thrust at me, and then she got in a taxi and went somewhere. I don't know where it was.
Just left.
Not
spa weekend. Your turn.
I've not even had a text.
I know, it is hard with kids, isn't it? I think
she's done it on her own for 11 weeks, isn't she?
Course,
so I'm back now, and that's I'm more
no,
than
I don't even.
Lots of cuddles when I got back from the boys.
Well,
and
that's
everybody.
Good. That's good.
Worth it.
Yeah, totally. I must say I quite enjoy this period. Like, my tour started this week, and just this period of where the kids are at school in the day. So I do get up, do school runs, all that sort of stuff. But then, just these 5 hours of nothing.
What do you do?
Just when they're
naps.
Talk to you or whatever. So pre-recording this show today, aren't we?
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a nap after this.
Yeah.
Well,
as we know, I'm 40% Spanish and Portuguese. So, I mean, it's in my DNA that I should have a siesta. But, I mean,
that's
no
very
one's,
true, actually.
You know, counting for that, really.
Yeah, no. Well, you should say it's a cultural thing.
And then you'd get a bit scared that they've offended me.
If a British person has a nap in the afternoon, is that cultural appropriation from the Spanish?
I think it is. It's very much like a car boot sale. It's called a flea market abroad. It just sounds more exotic, but it is a car boot sale, isn't it?
Yeah, flea market does sound better. We should start that. Well, it's good to have you back, big fella.
Good to be back. Jason.
Absolute Radio. Manford. Where real music matters.
Oh, I had a right depressing meeting with my doctor the other day.
Oh, what about?
Well, just the fact that I got to see one was pretty special.
Yeah.
But we've done done blood tests, and you just get to that point where I don't know about. I'm playing, as you know, Steve. I'm playing paddle 5 times a week.
Yeah, you hardly mention it, but yeah, you are.
And I get on them scales, and I think, well, how's this happened? How am I? I can't be the only paddle player to be putting on weight. I'm non-stop active, you know, and then and I'm not massively eating crazy amounts of food.
You don't drink?
I don't drink. I've got a beer belly and I don't drink beer, Steve.
Has that happened?
How has that happened?
So what did the doctor say?
He said that I'm actually having a metabolic crisis.
Metabolic crisis, okay.
Yeah. Basically, I've got energy deficits on a cellular level, Steve.
Oh, wow. This is you're like a walking miracle, aren't you? With your athlete's heartbeat, your body's having a metabolic crisis. Yeah, you've had your shoulder done. You've had your ankle done.
I know. It's my cholesterol's up. I'm like with blood say I'm like pre-diabetic. Oh, you know, okay. I've got all sorts going. It was a nightmare. Anyway, I just said, look, well, what can I do? He says, look, you need to lose a bit of weight. I'm like, fair enough. I told you what happened when I took my son to the doctor, didn't I, the other week?
No, I don't think so.
So my son's gone to the doctor's and his cholesterol's up a little bit, and not majorly, he's only a little boy, obviously. He's 12, so it's not a massive problem. But the doctor said, this was a different doctor, he said, how's your exercise? And my son plays football 3 times a week, stayed active, you know. He says, yeah, fine. He says, and eating and snacking and fast food? He went, yeah, and gaming, you know, sat on your backside a little bit. He went, yeah, I'm a little bit. He says, well, look, you know, you've just got to look at DNA. He says, so look at your dad. This is what he said, Steve, right in front of me. He goes, look at your dad, right? Look at your dad's body.
Well,
you know,
that's what can happen.
He goes, they said, when your dad gets up in the morning, he's walking around in his boxer shorts, that. Yeah. Look, and you look at your dad's body.
Have a good look at that.
Do you want that for yourself? That's what he said.
If that's your future, if you don't grasp the nettle now, that is what's going to happen to you. That's your car crash.
I'm sat there. I am here, mate.
Is there a depression counsellor in the other room? Because
Yeah, so it was a bit of a kick up the back,
wake
kick
up for everyone, the backside, really?
and so just need to sort myself out diet wise. Just Mediterranean diet. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Just loads of fried fish.
Not fried.
Seems to be what they are. That's all they eat.
No, I mean, I think maybe grilled and veg and tomatoes and all that sort of stuff. And I'll see how I get on. I've got another one booked at the beginning of February, and I'm aiming just to bring everything down. And
well, you take your dad in with you because he's quite tall and skinny, and then you can do the.
I should do really, shouldn't
DNA.
I? Yeah.
You can go look there. Look at that then.
What's going on here? Look at I think it's from my mum's side, to be honest, because they're all. Demics. Every one of them is. Every one of them's got
some sort of Victorian malady, haven't they?
Yeah, it's a kidney here. It's a lung there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. There's all sorts going on the other side. So yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm on it now, Steve. So if you think I've been boring about paddle in the last few months,
you start talking about the keto diet.
I was going to say the other thing that the doctor said.
Yeah.
So what's your sleep like, Steve?
I mean, at the moment, I'm coming from a different time zone. I mean, it's only an hour, but I am waking up, you know, 4:30-ish.
Yeah.
Because I had to get up for, you know, 6-ish for filming. So, like, I'm sleeping slightly better because I'm in the bed with my wife. And, I know she's there, I can sleep better. Whereas, you know, when I was on my own over there, I thought, it's not as much, you know. I don't get as much sleep unless I've got comfort around me.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. So I had, when I was with the doctor, he said, ask me about my sleep. And I said, well, to be honest, I usually sleep all right, but obviously hotels, I struggle a little bit sleep-wise. And for some reason at the moment, 6 o'clock, if I'm lucky, up, just awake, ping.
Yeah, yeah.
Cannot get back to sleep.
Anything
no matter what
head?
Time I go to bed.
Anything mad going around your head, or you just sort of waking?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess, I don't know. I think I've got a touch of the ADHD or something, because like things will pop into my head at like 5-6 in the morning. I wake up. Like the other day, I was thinking about this paddle tennis company.
Yeah. Wow, you are paddle mad, aren't you? Even dreaming about waking up, going, oh, I must book that court for Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
I am. No, this is what happened, right? I literally had this thought where I was thinking, oh, that paddle tennis company, I wonder who is the director of that. I wonder if there's a couple of them. I must check Company's House to see who they are. Now,
this
that
is
information.
At R5 in the morning.
Steve, that information will still be the same at 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that will be, yeah.
But my brain's going, ah, we better check this now, you know.
Yeah, my brain does a thing where it wakes me up with a song that I haven't thought of for years, but I'll only know a bit of the song. Like, there was a period when I'd always wake up with "This Used to Be My Playground" by Madonna. Just that bit.
This that used is to random.
Be my playground. I don't even know where it goes from. That used to be my childhood dream. I don't know the next bit. I just have that bit going round on a loop. Why's my brain gone? Wake him up with that Madonna song he's never heard of. I don't understand. It's magical, isn't it, the human mind?
Well, apparently you get, I don't know what percentages, but you get a lot worse sleep in a bed that's not your own than you do in your own bed.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
So my doctor said, oh, do you know about this guy? He's called Nick Littlehales, he's called.
Right.
And he's a sleep coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. We've got to get him on.
Does he stand next to your bed with, like, some gloves on? Like, throwing a ball between his hand going, come on!
You can do it, get to sleep.
Movement, come on!
No, he's worked with... I've been obsessed with him for a week now. I've just been reading all this stuff and listening to him on podcasts. He's worked with, like, City and United and Liverpool, but he's worked with, like, Team GB and Formula One and NBA stars and stuff. And he... So, like, Man United, for example, would send him and his team down to whatever hotel they were staying at before an away game the day before, and he would go into each of the rooms and put their pillow in, get it the right temperature, little pictures of the family.
Tuck them in. Would he tuck them all in?
Yeah. Sing them a little song.
Night-night.
Just give a little kiss. A kiss on the forehead.
Love you. Sweet dream, princess. Sorry, prince.
And that's what he's done. Anyway, I was thinking, well, I stay in a lot of hotels on tour, don't I?
There must be one near him.
And, you know, I'm not. I can't afford Nick Littlehales. He must be, if he's worked for United, I can't afford him. But what I have got is Uncle Steve, aren't I? Who's my driver.
Yeah. Is he a reassuring?
I don't need him to be there when I go to sleep, but when I'm on stage, he's doing nothing.
Oh, what, you're saying he can plump your pillows and everything?
What
and
I'm thinking is, so I just said to him the other day, just in passing, I just said, oh, by the way, I've got an extra job for you to do while we're on tour.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's that? I said, I just need you to check into my hotel room. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start bringing a pillow with me on tour.
You can heat this to 27, I said, if you can degrees.
I said, my bedroom's about 18 degrees. If you can get it to 18 degrees,
yeah,
and I've got some pictures of the kids and Lucy and, you know, stuff like that, I'm just going to put them up around. Mm-hmm. And there's also, we've got this, like, smelly thing. Like, if you can just plug that in.
Like a pillow mist.
Yeah.
Oh, like a plug-in thing, right?
Yeah, like a little plug-in thing. Mm. I think it just might just, and just get, you know, close all the curtains, and I like it pitch black. But if you can, what I don't like is the little red light on the telly. If you can put a bit of black tape on that.
That'd be lovely, yeah.
Just sort that out.
What did he say?
Well, I can't repeat what he said on the radio.
Yeah.
He said quite a few swear words, actually. Yeah. Considering he's a member of staff, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. But not at the hotel. He's one of your staff, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But he's my uncle at the end of the day, but... I just thought it'd be a nice thing.
Obviously,
to...
if he could get in the bed for like half an hour before you got in, warm
it up.
Yeah.
Hot water bottle.
Yeah, a water bottle in.
Do you know what? We're onto something here, mate.
All right.
Woo! Come on.
Questions for Steve. Questions for Steve.
Questions
for Steve. Questions for Steve.
What are you saying in the background?
Questions for Steve. Questions for Steve.
What are you doing?
I was saying questions.
Oh, you were like sort of
riffing with ourselves.
Our younger selves. Younger selves, yeah. Okay, so we've got a question for Steve. If you've got a question for Steve, of course, you can always drop us an email, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. So we've got this one from Clara, who says, morning, Jason and Steve. I wonder if you could offer up a useful solution to my dilemma.
That's what we're here for.
Me and my partner have been together for 14 years, and last year he developed a love for the most hideous kind of footwear you can imagine.
Mm. Well, like Crocs?
No, hideous, she said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Croc. You like a Croc? I forgot you like a Croc.
Why would you say Croc? Crocs are cool.
Well, cool.
Thank you. She says, no, I'm not talking about Crocs. I didn't read the next bit.
Oh, really? That was good. Wow,
that's
we really know our listeners, don't we?
Wow. And they really know us.
Yeah. She's getting inside our heads.
She says, no, I'm not talking about Crocs. That would actually be an improvement.
Oh, what's he wearing?
He's taken up wearing slippers.
Okay.
Not the nice fur-lined ones or even granddad-style slippers with Velcro. Mm. These ones are shaped like Bigfoot, complete with hairy toe.
Oh, I know the ones. Well, like three big claws. Yeah.
I don't know these ones.
Yeah, it's just like the Gruffalo's feet. Imagine what they would be like.
So if I type in Bigfoot slippers.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
You know,
now,
the
ones
that, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah. Comfy.
Yeah, they do look comfy, to be fair. Yeah. He doesn't wear them over the summer, but as soon as it drops below 10 degrees, out comes the Bigfoot slippers. Not only does he wear these outside to take the bins out, I'm concerned about him breaking his neck walking down the stairs because they're absolutely massive. Yeah. Do I have your permission to get rid of them?
Do you know what I mean? I'm all right with that. I mean, I think the summer is all about shorts and about enjoying yourself, whereas the winter, it's about getting cosy, isn't it? So if he feels happy in a pair of giant sort of monster feet,
yeah,
I'd say get the gloves, get the... Is there a hat that goes with it?
Well,
just dress as Bigfoot, sit on the settee.
I just think there are more stylish ones out there. Canada Goose do a pair of slippers, Steve, for £350.
Yeah, he's not after that, though. Yeah, he's not after... Exactly, £350. These are about £8, probably.
Yeah.
You're putting your bins out in £350 shoes. Whereas...
Well, I mean, look at it. Prada do one. I'm just Googling it. Prada do a suede and shearing slipper for £950.
I mean, you wouldn't wear them anyway, would you?
You wouldn't do the bins in them.
You'd take them off. You'd take them off and put slippers on just to sit around the house, wouldn't you? Just stare at them.
That is unbelievable.
I mean, you wouldn't do the bins in them. I think there's something wrong with getting cozy. And if he's happy in his Bigfoot slippers, he obviously thinks it's quite funny. She clearly doesn't.
Yeah, but is he doing that thing where... Like, I think there's a moment, 14 years is quite telling, because I think there's a moment early on in a relationship, and you'll have done this, Steve, we'll all have done this, where you're going out with your, girlfriend at the time, and she says to you, God, I love that jumper.
Yeah.
And you wear that jumper every time.
She loves the jumper. Yeah.
She says she loves it, and you wear it all the time because she loves it. Then after you've been married for a while, you'll be wearing something. She goes, oh, I hate that jumper.
Yeah.
And then you wear it all the time
because
she hates it. Yeah. And that's the point that Clara's boyfriend...
Do you think that's what's going on here?
That's what's happened, yeah.
Do you know what? It's coming up to Christmas. He might be saying, I want a nice pair of slippers for Christmas.
There you go. Canada Goose, £350. Prada, £925.
Yeah, you've asked for this, Clara.
So... if it was me, I would just bin them. I'd bin them, but I would replace them with something really nice and fancy. Like, I mean, I'm obviously not saying £350, but, you know, for a good 40, 50 quid, you get a proper, dead comfy pair of slippers.
But they are comfy to him.
Mate, they're not.
They are. He loves them.
They're not that comfy.
I sit on a settee at night. I look across my wife. She's got like 3 blankets wrapped around her and 2 cats on her. It's there for comfort. She's not making a style choice.
No, I'm not saying they need to look like particularly stylish, but there's definitely better choices out there when it comes to...
Maybe just, you know, just trim the toenails on them. And then,
did they grow back though, them ones? What if he falls down the stairs at some point and she...
What a story to tell.
What if that comes back on us, Steve?
Yeah.
You know what we're like now? We're a
swimming
culture.
Well, no, she predicted this. So, you know, it's not coming back on us.
Mate, I wouldn't be surprised if we get called into... If he falls down and breaks his neck, right? And she says, well, I was going to change him, Your Honour, but Steve Edge said to leave him. Suddenly you're in jail.
Yeah.
How are you going to deal with jail?
What are you in for? Told a bloke to wear some Bigfoot shoe slippers. What about you? Oh, really? Oh,
somebody didn't put the bins out right, so I put the windows through.
Right, whose idea was that? Yours. What is this prison? It's a prison of my own making.
Absolute prison.
Oh, no. Yeah, get them binned.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
We've got another question for Steve. Steve?
Yeah.
This one's from Paul. Hello, Steve. I have a question for you. It comes after staying over at our in-laws the other weekend. Me and my wife spent a few nights at her brother's house for his 40th birthday. The first thing that struck us was the sheer amount of tech in this man's house.
Oh, okay.
He had the things you'd expect, including video-activated lights, the thermostat you control with your phone. Really? But here's a few of the other things that blew my mind.
Oh, there's more, is it? I like a bit of tech. Go on, Sav, what else have you got?
You don't use a key to unlock the front door. You use a fob, like a hotel.
Oh, okay.
light motion sensors in the bathroom. It was a nightmare when having a shower at five minutes. You're in complete darkness.
So you have to just sort of wave your arms frantically.
Yeah, that's no good, is it? A smart kettle that can be timed to come on in the morning.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it?
I like that. Quite like that. I thought I loved tech as much as the next guy, but how much tech is too much tech? I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on where you would draw the line.
What have you got? What sort of tech have you got? Have you got the lights?
What sort of tech have we got? We've got the Alexa, turn the garden lights to green.
Yeah, we've got the Philips Hue light bulbs.
Yeah, we've got a bit of that, but not got them in the house yet.
We've got them in the air, and mainly use the app rather than shouting stuff out. Just where you sit on there, you set your little scene in the evening.
Yeah.
The little lamps on the right temperature. You can even get ones that flicker now, like a little candle.
I like saying it. Alexa, turn the garden lights to blue.
Yeah, I think Hal was little, I think he used to love just shouting out, Alexa, make dining room light blue and stuff.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Yeah, we got that. Obviously, the whole house is connected by blooming... It's the only time I can speak to everybody, to be honest. Right, guys, dinner's ready.
What, all Alexas and stuff?
Yeah,
in
just
room
get. I just do that quite a bit.
Got a ring doorbell. I think a lot of people have got one of them, haven't they?
No. Yeah, we've got like the full CCTV. Ours is like Fort Knox in it, so we've got cameras everywhere. Yeah. So, but yeah, we've got a bit of that. We've got so you can when somebody knocks on the front gate, they can we can see them.
See who they are. Well, I was away for Halloween. I was still in Malta.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, that ring doorbell was going mad on that night.
Yeah, I bet it was.
But it's good because I could have a little look and go, yeah, that's a passable zombie. Well done.
You're judging them.
I should have, I should have spoken through it. You can speak through it and go, ooh, and do something creepy,
shouldn't I? That's a good
idea.
Yeah, definitely do that next time.
Forgot to do that.
I like that. Yeah, we're not mad. We've not got the robot Hoover, but I do want
We've got a little robot Hoover, but... It's not. We've got an Uber, and it does the job better when you've got little children.
Yeah.
But my wife's adamant, you know, recharging the little robot over, and I'm like, just you could do this in 2 minutes because it gets trapped, it goes the wrong way.
Well, I was thinking about getting a robot because we've just got a square lawn.
The robot.
There's one in Bramall where I live. The council are so trusting. There's just one out all the time, and I often think to myself, would they know?
Well, they've got a little kennel they go in, haven't they? And I don't think it'd work without that. So you got to find that, then nick the kennel. Imagine there's some sort of, you know, security
GPS
paint on it or something.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Just answering the door. Yes. And he's just going behind you in the back, going up and down the lawn. we've reason to believe you stole one of our robot lawn.
No, that's my one, mate.
No, that's my one, that one.
Yeah. And then the guy goes... And then it comes to him.
Straight at him. Yeah. Straight over your foot. Just takes a bit top layer of your foot off.
Yeah, thinking about that. But that's the only... I don't think we've got... It's nothing like futuristic.
The kettle sounds good. But I suppose you could do that with a smart plug, couldn't you?
We don't have that. We've got one of those Quetel.
Is this when you press the thing and you
It's just hot water. It's just always there, so... So I guess that's pretty
redundant.
I'll tell you what we've got, because in our island, in the middle of the kitchen, our hob is there, and obviously the main problem with that is the air thing, you know, what's that thing called? That takes
the hood thing that takes all the sort of, you know, steam.
Whatever that word is, yeah, I can't think what it is.
Extractor fan.
Extractor, there we go. We've got one of them that's in the island.
Oh, the one that sucks it into the hob.
Sucks it in and goes under the floor and out the house.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
But, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't mind it, to be honest. I would say his question is how much tech is too much tech. I don't know if there is. For me, I don't think
there
is
too much tech. I mean, when the internet goes down.
Once you hit your 40s as a bloke as well, you're like, just get some gadgets. Love a gadget.
I like a gadget. When the internet goes down or there's a power cut or something, you really, you know, you can't turn a light bulb back on.
Yeah, you do notice it. I tell you what I do. Look, my car, I've got an app on my car and I can turn the heating on from my bed.
Oh, that's quite good.
So when it starts getting cold like this, it's lovely.
Just like 20 minutes before you get in. Just
delightful. And that's similar. You can set that every day as well if you want. If you were someone who goes to work at the same time.
Mm, that's good. That's a nice little feature.
Nice feature, that. Nice feature. Jason
Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Started the tour this week, Steve.
Good. Where did you open? Where was your first?
I always open in the same place.
Where was it?
New Brighton.
New Brighton, okay.
Yeah, it's a lovely, like 850-seater venue in New Brighton, the Wirral, that sort of area. The Floral Pavilion.
Oh, it says not. So it's the Royal Pavilion in real Brighton, and it's Pavilion.
It's the Floral
in New
Pavilion.
Brighton.
It's got like it's just got that vibe to it. It's just a beautiful layout, great staff. Audience are, if anything, they're almost too good. Like they lull you into a false sense of security.
Right.
Because they're such a great crowd, you think, is the show this, like, when I go and do this next
really
week,
well, yeah, when I'm doing this
else.
In, where's the toughest place? I mean, well, don't name the place, but just,
to be honest,
what
you
area
can tell,
of the country is
yeah,
it?
I won't name the place, but to be honest, I just don't play those places anymore.
Okay.
I just don't include them on the tour because they're hard work.
What's the point?
So I try not to do them. But yeah, there are places, certain places that I go, ah. There's not really a north-south divide. People talk about a north-south divide quite a lot, and there isn't really one. There is a bit of a London-everywhere-else divide.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's not because it's you still have a great gig there. I'm doing like three shows at the Palladium, and obviously Hammersmith Apollo, live at the Apollo, where that's set.
The bigger venues. The more.
Yeah, but and the Comedy Store, which is probably the best comedy club in the country.
Hmm.
What you've got in London, it's a different mindset because they get everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nobody's flying over here. Taylor Swift isn't flying to the UK just to play Birmingham.
No.
Or Jerry Seinfeld isn't flying over just to play Aberdeen.
That's what they call her there.
Yes, exactly. You know, but people will fly over and just play London. A musical or a theatre piece or a big band or whatever, they'll just do London.
Yeah.
As it's the capital and it's the biggest and not think about anywhere else. So there's a wealth of choice in London that you don't get anywhere else.
And there's different size venues, different sorts of comedy. And there's, you know, your Leicester Square Theatre and it's, you know, Stuart Lee and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a different vibe. So I think some places you can go to and they're so happy you've come.
Yeah, it's just nice to see someone.
Yeah, that the gig is just on another level because they're just like, thanks for coming. And as you're leaving, they're a bit like, can you tell other people that we're here?
Yeah, the last gig we saw here was Jethro. Yeah. Like that sort of place.
Yeah, can you tell some of the others that we're here? Whereas obviously London's got everything, so that the audience can be sometimes a bit like, come on then, what have you got for us?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A bit more like a bit more of a test. So
that's all right, though, as long as you know that, as you go
you just
in.
You rise to it, don't you? Yeah,
forearmed is forewarned and all that.
All that palaver, yeah, exactly.
The way around.
So, yeah, New Brighton, two nights there, Bradford, Blackburn, and off to Derby Arena tonight for our first arena show.
Are you doing it alphabetical?
I wasn't trying to. It's just
that how you put your tour together?
Yeah, no.
Get all the B's first. Brighton, B's first. New Brighton, Blackburn, Burnley,
Derby.
Bradford.
Yeah.
Then no, Derby.
Well, funny enough, next week I'm Bournemouth and Brighton and Blackpool.
Are you sure somebody's not
that's
just done
weird,
an alphabetical
isn't it?
Order?
That is weird. I never even thought about that. And then Birmingham on the 29th. Gosh, I never even thought about
Looking
it.
Looking forward to that gig at Xylophone Land, though. That's going to be a
belter,
isn't it?
It's going to be a crack of that. Derby Arena tonight is actually, it's sort of a misnomer because they call it Derby Arena.
Yeah.
But it's actually in there like velodrome.
Right, okay, right.
So really, really steep seats.
Oh, really steep.
Yeah, people are slipping. Once you get up to go for a
that's it, isn't it? You're not leaving.
You can't get back to your seat. No. Yeah, you've got to cycle really fast around to get back up to the back row. Yeah, so that'll be fun. So that's tonight if you're coming along. And then this week, where are we? Crikey. Then we're Bournemouth BIC, Brighton Centre, Sheffield Arena, Blackpool Opera House and Hull connects in live. So we're off now. We're off.
Right. Well, I'll come and see you in Brighton.
Yeah, come along. Come and see us in Brighton.
This is Jason Manford. This is Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
I've seen this news story, actually, Steve.
Yeah.
The headline says, free hotel room in Ibiza.
A free one?
Yeah, and then in brackets.
What's the catch?
But there's a catch.
Of course, there's always going to be a catch.
Yeah,
you don't get anything for free, don't you?
A hotel in Ibiza is offering guests to stay in a room for free, but you might want to read the small print before you rush to book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Paradiso Art Hotel's infamous Zero Suite is located in the lobby and brands itself as not suitable for wallflowers.
Okay. Right.
The room is made up of totally see-through walls, which means guests who wander in and out of the hotel lobby can watch your every new move, even when you're tucked up in bed.
But even the toilet, is it en suite?
I hope so.
I hope so.
One woman on TikTok put the experiment to the test and checked into the zero suite. People were quick to add in the question, why is this a thing?
Yeah, why is this a thing?
Why is this
That's not a room, is it? And it's free, so I'm not even getting anything out of it other than a bit of publicity. But, you know.
Someone says, better bring earplugs. I've seen videos of people knocking on the glass to get your attention of the guests sleeping in bed.
That's not the big worry, is it?
It's not the biggest worry, no.
But once you're asleep, you're asleep, aren't you?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I'm just having a little look at some pictures of it now.
It's
weird. It is literally that. It's just a bed.
Just some glass walls.
In a Perspex room, yeah. It says, with the Paradiso website claiming the space is also available for radio broadcasts, DJ sets, the possibilities are endless as long as you like being the centre of attention. We could do our podcast from there.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. There's an option, isn't it? That's the kind of reason for it. It's free as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It is a bright yellow room. Well, two walls and a ceiling are. The rest is Perspex. With a big bed in the middle and a table and chairs and a little radio. I mean...
Free, though, isn't it?
It is free, though.
I think
a lot of people will stay there. I mean, you're going to Ibiza. There's a lot of people who love showing off anyway in Ibiza.
Yeah. If you've got no inhibition, yes, not for wallflowers, but we know a lot of people that aren't wallflowers, so that's fine.
What if you forgot, though, and you woke up in the morning, you were a bit amorous with your partner?
It should be mirrored on the inside so you would forget.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're having a little snog in bed and then you're like, hey!
Hey.
Pat that in! You know what I mean?
But then, location-wise, if your key card stops working, reception's
there. Yeah, that's
there,
true, yeah.
In fact, you don't even have to go to reception. Just bang on the window and go, oh, key's not working. Just shout across.
I can't see where the bathroom is, if I'm honest.
That's probably a good thing.
Also, there's a picture here that I'm looking at from sort of side on, and next to it is a pinball machine.
What? So there's outside the room?
Yeah, it looks like there's a games room right next to...
Oh, just sort of off reception, looking in on that room.
That's not a good idea.
Oh, that's weird.
Not sure about that.
No, it's got a step too far.
Nah, it's gone too far. Jason Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. There's certain things that happen as you get older, isn't there, Steve? You notice that police look about 12 and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's nothing more that makes you feel older than going, Christmas is starting too soon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this year it was pretty rapid, wasn't it?
There was no messing.
Marks and Spencer's.
The zombies weren't even away.
They weren't even cold in their graves.
Exactly.
Or out their graves. Sorry, out their graves. They weren't even cold out their graves.
Yeah.
And then, the trees are up in the Marks and Spencer's near me.
Madness.
And all the jammies and everything.
Madness.
I'm all right with it.
Don't get me wrong. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
And we're the 2nd of December, because my dad's birthday is on the 1st.
Yeah.
2nd of December, everything's up, Christmas music's on, and we're gone. We're into it. But
yeah, I'm all right with that.
I do feel like I'd like to at least get fireworks night out of the way.
I know, but it's sort of disappeared now. I don't even know if people even, ironically remember the 5th of November.
No, they don't.
I mean, it was the election day, wasn't it? So everyone forgot it.
Well, that spoilt it a little bit for us,
But if ever there was a sign that nobody cared anymore. It's just a shame.
Gone, isn't it?
It's just a shame.
But there is a lot. We are looking forward to doing our Christmas special of the radio show, though, aren't we?
What's this year hold in terms of food and weird
drinks
and board games and all the other
stuff? Who knows? But if you keep your eyes peeled over the next few weeks... and you see anything in your local shop or online or whatever, and you think, oh, I wonder what that's like, drop us a little cheeky message on the socials or you can email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, and just say, hey, I've spotted in Tesco, they've got, Christmas pudding flavour Pringles or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be.
I mean, what you said, that probably is a thing.
That does sound like it's probably a thing, yeah. It could be whatever it is, whatever you've seen that you think that could be something. I want to know if that, because we're suckers for a limited edition.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, could be a Terry's chocolate orange and it's a mint flavour one, or
was it lemon originally, wasn't it? Or something? There was
pine, lemon, yeah. Lillettes or something. I don't know. Like, whatever it is, if it's Christmas.
I mean, if
themed,
they bring out pine Lillettes. I mean, that would be.
Yeah.
That's very Christmassy, isn't it?
Very Christmassy.
Because you could hang them on the tree and then. By the little bit, you know, and just use them when you need it.
There you go, you see.
You know,
hey.
When they start disappearing off the tree, you know.
Mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're laughing, but that is not a bad. That's not a bad invention.
Yeah, it's not a bad invention.
Somebody will have that. So if you see anything Christmas themed coming out, let us know about it because we want to test them out for you. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to test those out, but we could test everything else out for you and we'll give you a little review and see if it's worth you getting them.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Hey, you know, someone said to me at one of my gigs recently, Steve, they said, I did like a little Q&A at the end, and they said, why don't you and Steve do a little tour together of Hit Me With Your Best Facts?
Well, just an evening with, and we just talk about
and we facts. Just do like silly facts, get people to shout stuff out, and we just have a bit of a laugh.
Well, we've got a lot of facts. So
we have got a lot of facts. Yeah. That could be fun, you know. But we would need a third person, I think.
Just to keep
like a stato, you know.
Yeah.
Just to be double checking on BBC Bite Size.
Well, somebody knows what they're talking about, rather than we're just winging it. You know, that's
yeah,
what doing. Yeah,
yeah. Like maybe get a different expert, like a you know, get Susie Dent one night, and then
just somebody with Google. That's all you need, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, you could just have that, like what's his name, Richard Osman in the corner on.
Yeah. Jeeves. He can be dressed as Jeeves, and he can only use the search engine Jeeves.
Yeah, he's not allowed to use Google.
No.
Just Ask Jeeves. Maybe we could be sponsored by Ask Jeeves.
There you go. Perfect. Try and get that going again.
Is it still going, though? Is it still a website?
I don't know. I think Alta Vista and all the other ones. Are they still
Have they all
going
gone
somewhere?
Now? I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google Ask Jeeves. That feels offensive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, really. That's
right. Yeah. Oh, Ask. Yeah, it is. Ask Jeeves. Oh, it says Ask Jeeves, powered by Google.
Oh, okay.
They've obviously just taken over the world, haven't they? There you go. Yeah. We're going to be playing with Hit Me With Your Best Facts very shortly. If you would like to join in, all you've got to do is email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, and tell us your best facts. And what sort of facts are we looking for, Steve?
We're just looking for a fact that gives us three quarters of the fact, but makes us want to Jeeves it, or Google it, or Bing it, or Alta Vista it.
Yes.
Or any of the net troll. That's the fake one we use in Madame Blanc. Net troll.
I like
it. You know, you don't have a fake one. So the one that makes us, you know, want to know more, basically.
Yeah.
And we like a topical one. So
we like topical ones.
That would be, well, we've gone past, sort of coming up to Christmas now, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Winter,
yeah, I guess
if you've got
winter facts, November facts, Christmassy facts, Mike, if you're looking ahead, that's not a bad shout as well. So drop us an email, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
Oh, yeah. You know it's your favourite part of the show. It's our favourite part of the show.
Yeah.
The rest is preamble, just waiting to get to this moment in the show where you quite simply hit us with your best facts. And we're going straight in, Steve.
Okay, straight.
Although you've got a little, you've got one, haven't you?
No, just, I don't know what it was. Somebody told me in the week, you know, we were talking about the clocks going back. Somebody said it was something to do with like Chris Martin's great, great grandfather. Chris, you know,
he's all yellow too, that guy.
Yeah, it was something to do with the clocks going back. It was something to do with him because, I don't know, he was a builder or something and what was it?
It says that William Willett was the great grandfather of Coldplay singer Chris Martin. Published a pamphlet in 1907 titled The Waste of Daylight, which suggested changing the clocks in the spring and putting back in the autumn.
So it is his fault?
So it is sort of his fault,
yeah. We were after an answer last week, weren't we? And that is the answer.
Yeah, and then weirdly, all week, all I read was people saying...
They've got a song called Clocks.
They have got one called Clocks, yeah. That's weird, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it?
Do you think he did that on purpose?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, fix you as well. He could fix it, couldn't he?
Yeah. Well, it's not broken, is it? It's just gone back an hour. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, it needs sorting, though. It doesn't make any sense anymore. We don't need to keep doing it. Right, here we go. Let's get back in with your facts, though.
Right.
It'd be weird if you won, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
With that Coldplay one. Mandy says, following on from the spider silk fact the other week.
Yeah, being you might stronger remember than, that one. What was it, stronger than?
Steel.
Steel, yeah.
Five times stronger than steel. That was from Kim. Mandy tells us genetically modified goats produce spider silk in their milk, which is extracted and spun into bulletproof material. Wow.
I don't understand any of this.
That just kept on coming.
Goats.
Ghosts, yeah.
There's genetically modified goats.
Genetically modified goats.
Yeah. So only they have the webbing in their milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Why is it in the milk?
Why are they genetically? There's loads of goats. You need to make.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you got one that makes?
So it's a goat with the spider genes.
Yeah, spider goat.
Spider goat. Spider goat. Spider goat. Does whatever a spider goat can.
Shot out a web. Spins and a web. A boat.
From his milk. It's a lot,
yeah.
You can make anything. Well, he'd
spray,
silk.
He'd spray it out of his teats, wouldn't it? It'd be weird, that. You know,
yeah, that'd be weird. If
trouble. Like somebody, help, I'm falling off a building. Hang on a sec. Squeezing himself. He'd be like, oh, gone.
Yeah, I'll leave it, thanks.
I'll leave it, thanks. I'll just fall to my death. You're all right.
You're all right. Ooh, don't worry, gross. Spider goat.
I don't even like goat's cheese.
Ooh. Fine, thank you. Beth says, up until 1959, it was illegal not to celebrate Bonfire Night in Britain.
Well, there you go.
Until 1959, that's quite...
I know it is, yeah. And now suddenly, look, we've just turned everything's gone to the dogs.
Nobody even cares about it.
Illegal not to celebrate it. Now no one cares.
That's mad, isn't it? Well, that is a bit mad, that. But I guess it was like a jingoistic sort of... Yeah. You know, didn't we do well beating those terrorists? Just sort of thing, wasn't it, I suppose.
Yeah.
But illegal seems harsh.
It does, yeah. Well, it just means that you had to have it might have been a public holiday and you had to light a fire in your back garden, whether you had one or not, on a balcony.
I do miss a bonfire. We said it last week, didn't we? But
yeah.
I do miss them.
Yeah, I do. Well, we've missed it for this year. Well, next year, we'll start some sort of campaign, I think.
Yeah, let's just have a... See if anyone's going to get behind that.
Yeah, we are. Well, we'll see.
Let's do a GoFundMe.
How many people want bonfires brought back on November the 5th?
Let's start. Get them to talk about it in Parliament. 100,000 signatures.
Yeah. Poking for hedgehogs.
This is from Darren, who says, black roses grow naturally in only one place in the world.
That's weird, isn't it?
A black rose. Mm. Who would you give that? Is that for a love that
just
that
like death? Goth
Valentine's Day. Oh, like goth love.
Goth Valentine's Day. Love you, dear. Yeah, whatever. It's that, you know, goth love.
I quite like the idea. I bet they look stunningly beautiful.
But they only grow, so he says naturally. So that means, can you get a black rose that's been like modified?
I guess so, yeah.
But there is a proper one that grows somewhere.
Yeah. That's nice, that. I like the idea of a black rose. Something quite macabre about it, but I quite like it. Robbie says, did you know the sun produces as much energy in 1 hour as the world's population uses in 1 year?
See, that's why we should get solar panels on the roof.
I don't know why we haven't.
I don't know. I keep seeing it on Instagram. Why don't we have solar panels? It's not because it's too expensive. It's actually, and I keep seeing the advert. Oh, all right, mate.
Yeah.
What is it then? Tell us.
Yeah, they're not that expensive, actually. I saw some for like 50 quid or something. I thought, that's all right. I don't understand is why they don't just, every flat roof that you see, schools, sports places, all, just whack them on there.
Yeah, just use them. Charge a battery somewhere that you can use that. Plug that into the grid.
Have you seen that brilliant... there's a clip doing the rounds the other day online of the young lads in London doing a podcast, and they're talking about wind farms.
No.
Have I not sent you this clip?
I don't think you did.
I'll send it. It's so funny. They're just, one of them's like, oh, it's to stop global warming. He's like, yeah, like a fan. And he's like, what?
Like it's,
Yeah, one of them genuinely thinks that
it's a fan that's
cooling
down.
It's a big fan cooling the earth down. It's very funny. I'll try and share it on my social media when I get a second. It's very funny. Serena says pepperami has more than 100% meat.
What?
You
can't have more than 100%, can you?
What? That can't be right.
It has more than 100% meat.
How?
I don't understand. What?
What? Is that something to do with the way it's prepared?
No, it's the you know that little sort of plastic thing it's wrapped in? Is that made out of meat as well? So the pepperami is 100% meat. I mean, I debate that the pepperami is 100% meat, if I'm honest. I mean, some of it's got to be pepper at least, hasn't it?
It must be because of the way it's prepared or something, but that is madness. I like that. Lee says beer is bottled in brown glass to prevent skunking.
Skunking?
Skunking.
Right. Is it skunking or skunking?
Well, skunking. It's all one word.
Like the skunk, like the animal. Smelly
animal. With ing at the end.
Yeah, skunking.
Not the king of the skunks.
Not skunk king.
No. Yeah,
Oh, he stinks, the king of the skunks.
Yeah, he absolutely reeks.
Well, it might be something to do with smell, though, mightn't it? Might be.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Because, you know, it's got yeast in it, hasn't it? So the sunlight would make it carry on activating or something and get sort of stinky and skunky. I don't know.
You are clever, aren't you?
Yeah, lateral thinker, you know.
You like
sometimes
it.
It's good, sometimes it's absolute nonsense.
Yes, I know. Dave says 293.3 million people will eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, it's not that unusual, is it?
I don't know. What's the population of America?
I bet more people celebrate blooming Thanksgiving over here than Bonfire Night now, don't they?
They become American.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween trick or treat and all that.
Halloween's massive now, isn't it?
Yeah, massive.
It
wasn't when I was a kid. But no, it was when you were a kid, wasn't it? Was it starting when you were a kid?
Not really, no. Still, like, you do a bit of trick or treating, I suppose, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Black bin bag and plastic fangs for the shop.
There's a difference between doing a bit of trick or treating and hosting a bit of trick or treating. Because obviously, my wife and my eldest went out, but my mother in law had to stay here with a 2-year-old, still doing the trick or treat. You didn't do that bit when you were a kid, did you? You and your mates went, let's see if they'd get some sweets. You didn't, you know, your parents weren't in charge of.
No, not really.
After other kids.
No, but like, and then my parents wouldn't come out with us trick or treating.
No,
we just couldn't do it ourselves.
Changed, I think.
Yeah,
we host it as well as, you know, do it.
Yeah, we had a good time actually. I quite enjoyed it. Some of the houses go, really go for it.
Yeah.
For a little drive into to a couple of houses in Stockport to see how far they've gone.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I love it. What about this one? Gorillas burp when they're happy. That's Jane.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's so...
excuse me. Because then the other one, I'd think it was funny.
It just carries on.
Yeah.
Quite like that. In the universe, wood is rarer than diamonds, according to Andy.
Really? Well, that's good, isn't it? That is good.
Right. So what's he saying there? That
the meteorites and the rocks will probably
carbon.
Have something that's like diamond in there, won't it?
But there won't
be any growing, living thing like a wood thing.
That's true.
Not in space. So,
well, he could have said anything then, couldn't he?
Yeah, iPhones.
Yeah, Mr. Frosty's. Like,
yeah, could have said anything. Yeah, but I mean, there might be a Mr. Frosty floating in space.
Could be.
But there won't be a tree.
No, definitely not. Daniel, last one. Daniel says, did you know it takes about the same amount of force to pull your foot out of quicksand as it does to lift a car?
Does it?
Wow.
The idea of quicksand used to terrify me when I was a kid.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, quicksand, the Bermuda Triangle.
I thought the Bermuda Triangle was going to be a bigger deal.
No, it's sort of petered off a little bit, hasn't it?
Didn't it? I guess did they avoid it now?
I think maybe, yeah.
I think
maybe.
They do. All right, we're going to pick a winner this morning for our Hit Me With Your Best Facts. Facts, Steve, have a listen to these as I recap. We had spider silk coming out of a goat, according to Mandy. Bonfire night in Britain. It was illegal not to celebrate up to 1959. Yeah. Black roses grow in one place in the world naturally. Yeah. The sun produces more energy in 1 hour than the world's population uses in a year. Pepperami has more than 100% meat. A beer is bottled in brown glasses to prevent skunking, whatever that is. Yeah. 293.3 million people will eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Gorillas burp when they're happy. In the universe, wood is rarer than diamonds. And pulling your foot out of quicksand takes more force as it does to lift a car. What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, the one that's had us most baffled, and I think isn't going to be that good, is the Pepperami. And you'll see that in a shop. And if it's a good fact, you can go, hey, you know that? It's more than 100% meat in that.
Yeah.
I mean, the finished product can't be... It can't be, can it? I don't understand.
Well, no, I guess not.
What are they saying?
All right, let's are we making that our winner?
I think so, yeah, because I need to know the answer, because it sort of...
Doing your editing.
It's one of those going to be phrasing, isn't it?
Okay. Uh-huh. Hang on, the first ones took me to Reddit. Not having that.
No, Reddit facts.
Don't want a Reddit fact.
Oh, no. That's not real.
So Pepperami,
it
actually contains 150% meat essentially. It's made with 37.5 grams of pork, but because of the curing and drying process, the finished product is only 25 grams.
Yeah, but that's just evaporation, isn't it?
Yeah,
but water.
Everything's coming as it because obviously part of meat is water, isn't it?
I know.
So when it's all reduced down, the 25-gram finished product...
Yeah. Well, that's like saying dried apricot is the strength of 4 apricots.
Yeah. Nah. Well, yeah, I guess so. But that's like saying...
That's the process, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. That's mad. Mm-hmm. So, somebody says here, tomato ketchup, that's the same then, isn't it? Because you need, by weight...
Yeah, you need loads
more
of
tomatoes than you get out at the end.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's a little fact, isn't it? But I'll tell you what, I'll be using that because my kids love a Pepperami.
Yeah.
I like your idea, though, of the little wrapper being also made
in
meat.
Like 5% meat.
Yeah, I like that. I think they should start doing that. Then you can start eating that wrapper bit.
Just a little bit in the bottom. Just pop a little bit, little secret bit in the bottom.
Yeah. I always think of Sean Locke when whenever we get a... Whenever we make a bolognese, whatever, you've got mince meat, that little bit of paper at the bottom.
Oh, underneath the mince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to call it the meat nappy, which always just made me laugh.
It is, yeah.
Little meat nappy.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
So our winner this week is Serena with her Pepperami fact. Absolute Radio Mug is winging its way to you. If you want to join in next week, simply email us your best fact to jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. If I see you tonight, maybe, in Derby Arena. And then, as I said this week, I'm Bournemouth, Brighton, Sheffield, Blackpool and Hull on tour. We'd love to see you. Still tickets up for grabs at some of those venues at jasonmanford.com. Steve, you're just chilling at home?
Just chilling at home.
Just sorting the kids out?
Yep. That's
lovely
it, really.
Stuff. All right, well, have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week and we'll see you next time here on Absolute Radio.